بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله من ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 13th session. 13th session reading from شرح العقيدة الواسطية, the explanation of العقيدة الواسطية by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and the commentary of Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Abdul ibn Baz, رحمهم الله. Tonight, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to be talking about, well, before we go into tonight's topic, let's look at some of the points that we discussed last week in the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 12. The first question being, memorize an ayah of al-istiwa, Allah's ascension, whose exact wording is mentioned in two different chapters of the Quran. Naam, Wali, Abdul Wali. Okay, this wording came in many ayats in the Quran, Naam. But there's a complete ayah that came twice, that the Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah mentions. The entire ayah is the same in two different places in the Quran. Naam. Somebody else? Who's that back there? Talib? Naam. Fadl. Inna rabbakum fatah. Naam. What is the meaning of this ayat? Somebody help us. What is the meaning of this ayat? Naam. Ahmed.
Your Lord is the one that created the...
Inna rabbukum Allah. He left out something. Inna rabbukum Allah. Allah is your Lord. Yani, the meaning is not that much different, but actually, inna rabbakum Allah means that indeed your Rabb is Allah. And if you say Allah is your Rabb, it's not a different, completely different meaning, but yani, try to, the way it came is yani, intended for a reason. Now, so the meaning again?
Indeed, Allah is your Lord, you said?
Indeed, inna rabbakum, indeed your Rabb is Allah.
Your Rabb is Allah, and He created the earth and the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then ascended above the throne.
Then ascended above the throne. Tayyib. Second question: discuss briefly the linguistic meaning of al-istiwa and istawa alayhi. Yani istawa ala al-arsh. Zakaria. Naam. As mentioned by the Sharia. Yani the explanation that came in the book. Naam. Al-ulu, al-fawqiyya.
To be high and above everything.
Naam. Irtafa alayhi. Yani he rose up above it. Naam. Rose up above it. Yani wa ala alayhi. Yani was high above it. He rose up above it and he was high above it. Naam. The third question, what is meant by Imam Darul Hijjah and who are the four Imams referred to here? Is this question? Oh, okay. What is meant by the Imam of Darul Hijjah? Who are the four Imams referred to here in order of their dates of death? Ahmed? Adam. Ahmed, oh, okay. Ahmed. Where's Adam? Oh. Allahumma musta'an. What about Yusuf? Is Yusuf here? Where is he at? Behind mine, Dawood? Oh, okay. Help me, Yusuf.
I have all their last names, so.
Oh. Go ahead.
Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, and Ahmed.
Abu Hanifa.
Uh-huh.
And then?
Imam Malik.
Malik.
Imam Shafi'i.
Imam Ahmed. Tayyib. What is meant by, I don't know if you answered the first part of the question. Yes. What is my, huh? No, we just asked for them in the order of their death, yani in the order that they died in. But what is meant by Imam Darul Hijrah?
Imam of Medina.
Okay, Dar al-Hijra is an expression or a description, a title that's used to refer to the city of the Prophet al-Madinah. Used to refer to the city of al-Madinah. Dar al-Hijra, Imam Dar al-Hijra, yani the Imam of the people of al-Madinah. طيب, question number four. How has the Shari, the explainer of the text, explained the statement al-Istiwa, yani the ascension, is ma'loom? How has he explained, what is the meaning of al-Istiwa ma'loom? Zakaria.
Al-Istiwa ma'loom in ma'na, so Istiwa is understood from its meaning, but it's kayfiyya, how.
Okay, so al-Istiwa ma'loom means that it is no meaning, that its meaning, its linguistic meaning, which is what? Ascension or to rise. Yani al-ulu wal-irtifa. Naam. Yani it is known meaning, the linguistic meaning of it is known. As opposed to the second, next question. And how has the Shari explained of the text explained the statement? Well, kaif, yani the how of it is majhool, unknown. What do we mean by the kaif of it is? Amir, unknown. That no one, it's unknown to the people. No one knows how Allah's sifat are, the details of how they are, except Allah. It's unknown, meaning unknown to the people, and known only to Allah. Question number six. How has the Shari' explained the statement, wal iman bihi, yani faith in it is wajib, obligatory? What has he said about this? Abdul Wali. Iman bihi, yani wajib. Believing it is wajib.
Now. It is wajib. The how is unknown. It's asked about is bid'ah. Belief in this is obligatory upon us because Allah stated this about Himself.
Okay, al-Iman bihi wajib. Belief in it is wajib. Why? Because Allah has informed us of this about Himself. He has informed us about Himself. Then it became obligatory then for us to believe in it. No one has a choice in the matter since Allah is the one who has informed us of this. Question number seven, Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah affirm the verses and ahadith which mention the sifat of Allah without what? Without? Tamthil. Yani, of the affirmation of the sifat of Allah that came in the Qur'an or came in the authentic Sunnah without, yani, making tamthil. Yani, without making examples or similitudes for Allah, yani, comparing them to anything in the creation or the sifat of the created beings. And the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah declare Allah to be free from any similarity to His creation without ta'atil. What is the meaning of ta'atil? Huh? Denying? Negating, denying, naam. To deny it, to negate it. Yani to reject it. Alaykum as-salam. Yani, the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah declare Allah to be free of any resemblance, but they don't go so far as to actually negate, to deny the sifat that Allah has affirmed for Himself. So these are some of the points that we discussed last week, and tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to be reading from, in English, from page 81, yani starting on page 81, and the explanation on page 84, and then in Arabic, we're going to be reading from page 45, and the explanation starting on page 46. The title of this chapter is Ithbat Uluwillah على خلقه إثبات علو of Allah, the highness of Allah, the affirmation of Allah's highness على خلقه, above His creation. وأنه ما خلقه بمعية علمه, and also the affirmation that Allah is with His created beings, He is with His creation, a form of ma'iyya that is based upon His knowledge. And He is with them through His knowledge. So these are two statements, and these are the two main points. And the third point of this particular chapter is how we reconcile between the two of these statements. And in this chapter we're going to be talking about what? The affirmation of Allah's ulu, His highness, above the creation. And also the affirmation of Allah being with His creation by His knowledge. Yani by having knowledge of the creation, about everything that is happening with the creation. And the third point is how we reconcile between these two statements. How Allah is high above the creation and He is also with His creation. So Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah mentions 12 or 13 ayat here. Half of them are related to the first matter, that is the highness of Allah, the ulu of Allah, and the other verses that follow refer to Allah being with the creation, and in between he mentions one ayat that mentions both of these two characteristics of Allah, al-ulu and al-ma'iyya. And here we should remind ourselves that al-ulu is which type of the sifat of Allah. Yani we mentioned that the sifat of Allah are divided into those which are ذاتية and فعلية. And al-ulu is which one? ذاتية or فعلية؟ Al-ulu is Allah's highness. Al-istiwa is Allah's ascension. So that's good. Danny, it's good that this point came out here because it's very important. Al-ulu is from the sifat of Allah, al-ذاتية. And that's the difference between al-ulu and al-istiwa. Al-istiwa is from Allah's sifat, al-fi'liya, that He did when He willed to do it, connected to His will. As far as al-ulu, Allah has always been and always will be described with highness. It's not something that He becomes high at a certain time if He wills. Rather, He always was and always will be high. And that's the definition of al-sifat al-dhatiyya. Those characteristics of Allah that are inseparable from Him, that He was always described with and always will be described with. As far as al-istiwa, it's connected to His will. And He does whenever He wills, if He wills. And that is the distinction, one of the distinctions between al-ulu and al-istiwa. Yani al-ulu is from His sifat ذاتية, that are connected yani to His divine being, that He's always described with, inseparable from Him. And al-istiwa, yani He created the heavens and the earth, and then He ascended above the throne. Yani He did it when He willed to do it. Okay? So this is a good point that came out with this particular question. طيب. So basically, yani the first ayats are dealing with Allah's highness, His ulu. And the proofs of His ulu are various types of proofs. From amongst them is that He ascended above the throne. That's from amongst the yani proofs of Allah's highness. As far as the yani second part, the ma'iyya, Allah being with the creation, so the remaining ayats, the second half of the ayats, deal with Allah's being with the creation. Here we want to note that there's an ayat in between these two groups of ayat. Allah mentions both of them. He mentions yani His highness, al-ulu, and He also mentions His being with the creation. And what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is doing here is to show us that there's no contradiction between them. Allah affirms this for Himself, and He affirms this for Himself. And also we should be reminded from our principles that we have been going over and over and over again, that there's no comparison, there's no likeness between the sifat of Allah and the sifat of the created beings. So we can't say, yani, if that's something that yani is not possible for the human being. So Allah is not like human beings. Allah is not like human beings. Here Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah is going to yani display by these evidences from the Quran that there's no contradiction if we understand it the way it is intended to be understood. If we understand it the way it is intended to be understood. Okay. So قال المؤلف رحمه الله يعني شيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله says وقوله تعالى يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي. O Isa, يعني عيسى ابن مريم عليه السلام, indeed I will take you. And the scholars of tafsir differ of concerning the meaning of this word متوفيك. They have various opinions. Probably the more correct opinion is that it means a noum, sleep. And Shaykh al-Imam Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions various opinions of the scholars in the tafsir of this ayat. And he says that most of the scholars said that it means a naum. Yani that he would cause him to sleep, and then he would raise him up to himself. And then in the time that Allah wills, he would descend back to the earth. Yani as is mentioned in the authentic narrations. Ya Isa inni mutawaffika. I will take you. Warafi'uka. And I am the one who will take you, and I am the one who will raise you up to my self. And the point here is what? وَرَافِعُكَ يعني الرَّفْ, raising up, is an indication of Allah's highness, that He is high, that He is above. Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 55th Ayat. وَقَوْلُهُ, and the saying of Allah the Most High, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Rather, Allah raised Him up to Himself, and Allah is Aziz Hakim. He is mighty, almighty, and He is all wise. And again, in this ayat comes the expression of الرَّفْ, yani raising up. Allah raised him up to himself, and this is an indication that Allah is high, above. Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 158th Ayat. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. And to him, yani to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good speech goes up to him, وَالْعَمَلَ الصَّالِحُ, and the righteous deeds, يَرْفَعُهُ, yani raises up that good speech. And this is the yani strongest opinion of the scholars concerning the meaning of يَرْفَعُهُ, yani that the عَمَلَ الصَّالِحُ raises up the الْكَلِمَ الطَّيِّبُ. And some of the scholars even said that the meaning of this is that yani that deeds, that the amal as-sali yani will not be accepted without, I mean the speech, the good speech will not be accepted without deeds. Yani speech without deeds yani is not acceptable. Yani person has to act in accordance with what they are saying. This is from Surah Al-Fatir, 35th Surah, 10th Ayat. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا هَمَانُ ابني لي صرحا لعلي أبلغ الأسباب أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلي إلى إله موسى إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه كاذبا. يعني that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions that Fir'aun said to Haman, build or construct for me a tower, a high tower, that perhaps I might reach the asbab, the ways or the means to the heavens, asbab as-samawat, so that I might look to the ilah of Musa. And indeed, I think that yani he is lying. This is Surah Al-Ghafir, 36th and 37th ayat. And what is intended here is that yani that he is yani suggesting that he should have a tower built so that he can go up to a higher place, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high. وقوله تعالى أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاسبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. سورة الملك, 67 سورة, 16th and 17th آيات. يعني do you feel secure from the one who is in the سماء, يعني من في السماء. This is the yani shahid here in this ayat, man fi sama, the one who is fi sama. And the shaykh in his commentary has some discussion concerning this. The meaning of it is the one who is above or high above the heavens. Do you feel secure from the one who is in the sama, who is above the sama, from him causing the earth to swallow you up, and yani and suddenly it will sway? Or are you secure from the one who is in the heavens, that he feels secure, that he against him sending against you a violent whirlwind, فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرَ, and then you will come to know, yani, the severity of the warning. So these ayat mention, yani, various expressions that indicate Allah being high, الرَّفْ raising up to him, and السُّعُود rising up as well, and the one who is فِي السَّمَاء, as we will see, it means above the heavens, or above, or in a high place, in the highest place. In the sixth ayah, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions al-istiwa, and he also mentions al-ma'iyyah. So here the two sifat that are the main points of this chapter are mentioned together, yani showing that there is no contradiction between the two of them, that they are not contradictory. But Allah has ascended high above the throne, and he is also with his creation, yani by his knowledge. This is from Surah Al-Hadid, 57th Surah, 4th Ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على الأرش. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then, yani after the creation of the heavens and the earth, he ascended above the throne, yani showing his highness. Then he says, يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. Yani Allah is the one who knows what goes down into the earth and what comes out from it. وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. And he knows what descends from the heavens and what goes up to it. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And he is with you wherever you may be. And Allah, yani, is, he sees what you are doing, and he sees your deeds. The point here is that in the first part of the ayat, he mentions ثم استوى على العرش, he ascended above the arsh, and in the second part of the ayah he mentions وهو معكم أينما كنتم, and he is with you wherever you may be. There being no contradiction between Allah ascending above the throne and Allah being with the created beings wherever they may be. In the next ayah, وقوله تعالى ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم, that there is no secret council of three except Allah is the fourth of them. يعني that if three people are meeting together, Allah is with them. ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم, nor five, a group of five, except He is the sixth of them. ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر, nor any number that is less than that or more than that. Yani the numbers that are mentioned here, there are various explanations of why those particular numbers are mentioned. What is important? Allah is saying here, even if it's less than that number or more than that number, any number of people, it doesn't matter. Yani Allah is إلا هو هو معهم أينما كانوا, He will be with them wherever they may be. ثم ينبيهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة, and then He will inform them. And this is from the sifat of Allah, yani that He informs, that He will inform the people. In this ayat, He will inform them of what they have done. He will inform them on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Resurrection. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, indeed Allah has knowledge of everything. So this ayat is showing, yani, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with His creation. And there are indications, yani, at least an indication in the end of this ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, that His being with them is based upon His having knowledge of everything, all the conditions, situations, and circumstances of the created beings all the time. وَقَوْلُهُ, and the saying of Allah the Most High, لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا, don't be sad, don't grieve, indeed Allah is with us. Indeed Allah is with us. Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 40th Ayat. And the saying of Allah the Most High, إِنَّنِي مَعْكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى, indeed I am with the two of you, I hear and I see, yani indicating Allah's hearing and Allah's seeing, yani Allah being with them because He knows their condition and their circumstances, He hears and He sees, and He's well able to protect and preserve them and to guard them and to guide them and to support and aid them, yani. Here, the ayats before this that deal with ma'iyya are general. The ma'iyya amma, general, that Allah is with the created beings wherever they may be. In this ayat, Allah mentions, yani, a indication of the ma'iyya that's khasa, the special ma'iyya, that Allah being with, yani, anyone in His creation in a way that's not just He has knowledge of their condition and situation, but also it indicates that He will aid them. And He will protect them, and He will guide them, and He will help and support them. And this is ma'iyya al-khasa. Yani, this is the where Allah is relating, yani, the incident in which the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr were in the cave, and Abu Bakr became concerned, radiallahu anhu, about, yani, the Quraysh capturing the Prophet and harming him. And the Prophet ﷺ told him, لا تحزن, don't be afraid, don't be sad, don't grieve. Indeed, Allah is with us. Yani, this ma'iyya here is ma'iyya khasa, yani that Allah has with His, yani, awliya, with the prophets and the righteous and the people who are obedient to Him, yani He knows about their condition, and He also, it indicates here that He will, yani, protect them, He will guard them, He will assist them, He will help them. This is Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 40th Ayat, and the saying of Allah, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا, this is also from al-ma'iyya al-khasa, yani al-ma'iyya al-khasa, that Allah is not only having knowledge and encompasses the affair, but He also intends to protect and to preserve and aid and assist and support and defend and guide, yani, the believing servants who are near to Him. Then He mentions, this from Surah Al-Taha, 20th Surah, 46th Ayat. Then He mentions from Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, I think, yeah, 128th Ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, that indeed Allah is with those who have taqwa, and He is with those who, yani, are described with ihsan, the doers of good. The difference between these two ayat, both of them are ma'iyya khasa, but we can note that in the innani ma'akuma is talking about Allah's ma'iyya khasa with particular people. Yani, innani ma'akuma, yani, that He means here with Musa and Harun. And the next ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. يعني this is a general description that Allah is with all the people who are described with taqwa. Allah is with all the people who are described with ihsan. So the ma'iyya khasa may be for Allah is being with a particular person, or it may be a general description of whoever is described with that. So this is two types of ma'iyya khasa, just as we said that there's ma'iyya amma and ma'iyya khasa. General ma'iyya is for the creation in general. Ma'iyya khasa is for particular people or particular descriptions that people are described with. Then he said, "Naam."
So there's three or two.
The ma'iyya is of two types. There's ma'iyya amma, that's general. Allah is with all the creation, His knowledge. He encompasses everything that's going on and has power over it. That's ma'iyya amma, general.
I mean, there's two or three verses.
How many verses here about ma'iyya? I think there are seven verses. The first verse is from Surah Al-Hadid. Allah mentions Al-Istiwa and He mentions also Yani Huwa Ma'akum. That's the first ayat of Ma'iyya. That's general Ma'iyya. The second ayat is from Surah Al-Mujadila, 58th Surah, 7th ayat. Ma yakunu min najwa thalathatin illa huwa rabihum. This is Ma'iyya Amma, general Ma'iyya. Yani with the creation in general. The third ayat is indicating يعني ma'iyya khasa la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. That's the ayat that's revealed about the Prophet ﷺ talking to Abu Bakr. That's ma'iyya khasa, and it's talking about particular people. It's talking about the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr, not general for everybody. That's the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr. The next ayat is also ma'iyya khasa, talking about Musa and Harun alayhi salam. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا يعني سورة طه 20th surah 46 ayah. That's ma'iyya khasa, but it's talking about particular people. And then he brings general يعني ayat ma'iyya khasa is khas, but it's general description that might fit any from amongst the created beings. Whoever are the people that are described with taqwa, and whoever are the people that are described with ihsan. يعني إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. سورة النحل 16th surah 128th ayat. And then he mentions again the ma'iyya khasa, but that is a general description. يعني that whoever was described with this description, the saying of Allah the Most High, وَاسْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ. Be patient, indeed Allah is with those who have patience. Surah Al-Anfal 8th surah 46th ayat. And then finally he mentions the last ayat, which is from Surah Al-Baqarah 2nd surah 249th ayat, which is ma'iyya khasa, yani it's Allah's special ma'iyya, meaning that it doesn't just mean He has knowledge of everything, but it means that He's going to aid and to support and help and guide and protect, yani those special people. But here it is a general description of sabr. Be patient, indeed Allah is with those who have patience. In the last ayat He says, yani from Surah Al-Baqarah, come. كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين. Again, this is a general description of patient, people who have patience, but it is from al-ma'iyya al-khasa, that includes not just knowledge of the people described here, but also that Allah will aid and support and protect and defend them. Now, we'll leave it with that and go to the explanation. From the explanation, the Shaykh begins by mentioning, Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Ibaz rahimahullah begins by mentioning that the ayats that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned here are divided into two groups. The first group is the group that's dealing with Al-Ulu, and the second group is the group that's dealing with Al-Ma'iyya. So there are two main characteristics that are mentioned in this chapter: Allah's highness, Al-Ulu, and Allah's Ma'iyya, His being with the creation. He says, هذه الآيات التي ذكرها المؤلف رحمه الله الأولى تتعلق بالعلو والآيات الأخيرات تتعلق بالمعية. So the first group of these ayats are connected to Allah's highness, His ulu. And the last of the ayats are connected to المعية, Allah's being with the creation. والله جل وعلا قد أثبت لنفسه العلو فوق الأرش وأنه في السماء جل وعلا وأنه يدعى من أعلى. يعني and Allah the Majestic and the Most High, He has affirmed for Himself this characteristic or this quality of العلو, highness. He has affirmed this for himself. Therefore, yani nobody has any yani right to reject this as a quality or characteristic or description of Allah. Allah has affirmed it for himself, that he is high, that he is فوق الأرش, above the arsh. وَأَنَّهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ, and that he is in the heavens, yani above the heavens, as we'll see in the Shaykh's explanation shortly. That he is فِي السَّمَاءِ, meaning he is above the heavens, or he is in the highest position. And that he is called, he is supplicated to مِنْ أَعْلَى, yani that he, the people supplicate to him from him being above them. وَقَدْ أَجْمَى أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, and there is ijma of the people of Sunnah on these points, yani that Allah is in a high place, that he is above the arsh, that he is above the heavens, and that he is, yani the people supplicate to him up. They supplicate up to Allah from a high, to a high position. This is, yani, based upon the ijma of the people of Sunnah. The Shaykh says, ajma ulama ahli Sunnah, yani the scholars of ahli Sunnah, the scholars of ahli Sunnah. And of course, this means that, yani, this ijma means that there are people whose opinion doesn't count. It's غير معتبر. Yani we don't consider their opinion, doesn't count. Because if you say ijma, it means that there's total, yani agreement. There's total agreement. So that means that there are people whose opinion doesn't count. And so he says here, ajma ulama ahli sunnah. Yani the scholars whose view counts. The scholars of ahli sunnah. Yani have reached ijma. Ala anna Allah subhanahu fil ulu. That Allah is, yani in the highest place. وَأَنَّهُ فَوْقَ الْأَرْشِ, and that he is above the arsh. قَدْ إِسْتَوَى عَلَيْهِ إِسْتِوَاءً يَلِيكُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ, and that Allah has ascended above the arsh in a manner that is befitting of his majesty and his greatness. In a manner that is befitting of his greatness and his majesty. And here, what is intended here is that if people imagine Allah's ascending above the throne in any way that's not befitting of Allah's greatness and His majesty, then that is not correct. It has to be understood in a way that is befitting of the one who is the greatest, who is the most majestic, who is the glorious. It has to be befitting of His majesty and His greatness. He said here, and this is as He said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa, yani affirming that Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani has ascended above the Arsh. 20th surah, 5th ayah. And he also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, the ayah that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions, from Surah Al-A'raf, 7th surah, 54th ayah, Inna Rabbakum Allah, alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, fi sittati ayyamin thumma istawa ala al-arsh. Also an indication or proof of Allah's ascending above the throne. That indeed your Rabb is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then he ascended above the arsh. Shaykh says, in 7 ayats, all of them confirming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ulu and his istiwa ala al-arsh. All of these 7 ayats are confirming Allah's highness and his ascension above the arsh, jalla wa ala. Wa huwa istiwa'un yaliku bi jalalihi. And this ascension is an ascension that is befitting of Allah's majesty. La yushbihu khalqahu fi shay'in min sifatihi. And that Allah doesn't resemble anything of his creation. He doesn't resemble his creation in anything of his sifat. Yani his qualities and characteristics do not resemble anything of the qualities and characteristics of anything in the creation. وَهُوَ يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْعُلُوُ. Yani these ayats indicate or point to Allah's highness. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ, yani Allah's ascending above the throne, the ayats that mention this are an indication of Allah's highness. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. And this is, yani, also indicated in the saying of Allah the Most High, Ya Isa inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilayya. That in, O Isa, indeed, I am the one who will take your soul. And I will also, yani, I am the one who will raise you up to myself. Yani, showing Allah's highness in the third surah, 55th ayah, and the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bal rafa'ahu Allah ilayhi. Rather, Allah has raised him up. Yani, Isa alayhi salam raised him up to himself. Fourth surah, 158th ayah. Meaning, yani this is in reference to Isa alayhi salam, yani the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Then the Shaykh mentions from Surah Al-Fatiha, 35th Surah, 10th Ayat, the saying of Allah Jalla wa Ala, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمَ الطَّيِّبِ. Yani up to him ascends the good word. some of the scholars said this means dhikr, means dua, means qira'atul Qur'an, that up to, ascends, yani this good word that the person yani says, yani it ascends up to Allah, وَلَعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. And this, and the good deeds, the righteous deeds, raise up, yani carry up the good words. The righteous deeds carry up the good words. This is Surah Al-Fatir, 35th Surah, 10th Ayah. The Shaykh says, فَيَسْعَدُ, yani the expression, يَسْعَدُ وَيَرَفَعُ, these expressions, yani going up and rising up, دَلَّ عَلَى الْعُلُو, indicate Allah's ulu, His highness. فَلَعَمَالُ تُرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ, and the deeds are also raised up to Him, meaning showing His highness. وَالْكَلِمَ الطَّيِّبْ يَسْعَدُ إِلَيْهِ, and the good word goes up to Him, ascends to Him. These are yani expressions that came in these words that indicate yani Allah's highness, expressions of raising up and ascending up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shows His position of highness. What the Shaykh adds here, the ayat from Surah Al-Ma'arij, fourth ayat, وَالْمَلَائِكَ تَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ, yani the angels also yani ascend or rise up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He mentions in this ayat, تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ كَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ, and that the angels and the ruh, yani the angel Jibril, go up, ascend up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a day, the measure of which is equal to 50,000 years. And then the Shaykh adds another proof of yani Allah's highness from the same type of expression, al-uruj, yani to ascend or to rise up. He says, wa nabiyyuna alayhi salatu wassalam urija bihi ilayhi, yani that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he passed the seven levels and he heard the speech of our Rabb Jalla wa Ala. He said that all of this, yani the ascending of the good speech and the righteous deeds and the angels ascending up to Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his ascension going up to the seven levels, yani passing the seven levels, he said all of this, kullu hadha haqqun inda ahli sunnah wal jama'ah, all of this is true, yani reality. It's not metaphorical, it's not figurative, it is reality. All of this is reality, yani pointing to the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yajibu ithbatuhu lillahi, yani this is true, it's true reality, and it is obligatory upon us to affirm it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh goes on to say, mentioning the ayats where it mentions Allah being fi samah and explaining the meaning of them. He says, وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ, and Allah, the one who is free from all perfections, He said, أَأَمَنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ أَمْ أَمَنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاسِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَظِيرٌ, yani, do you feel secure from the one who is above the heavens that he will, and do you feel secure from him causing the earth to swallow you up and then it will sway, or do you feel secure from the one who is above the heavens from sending upon you a violent whirlwind and then you will come to know, yani, the severity of the warning. Surah Al-Mulk, 67th Surah, 16th and 17th Ayat, the Shaykh says, and this is important, yani this is an important part of his commentary here, وَمَعْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ يَعْنِي فِي الْعُلُو, yani the meaning in this ayat, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, yani do you feel secure from the one who is فِي السَّمَاءِ, he said the meaning of فِي السَّمَاءِ, it means فِي الْعُلُو, yani فِي السَّمَاءِ, it doesn't mean he's in the heavens, rather it means he is in a position of highness, فِي الْعُلُو. فالسماء المراد بها العلو. So what is intended by السماء in this ayat, في السماء, what is intended by it is العلو, highness, that Allah is high, He is very high. وأن الله جل وعلا فيه, that He is in this high position. وقيل, a second possible interpretation of في السماء from the people of Sunnah, he said وقيل, it has also been said, معنى السماء السماوات, معنى السماء السماوات, yani that another view is that what is intended by السماوات is the heavens, yani the physical heavens that are above the earth, السماوات, ومعنى في ala. In that case, if that's what we mean, the physical heaven, then the meaning of fi as-sama here means ala, ala as-sama. Yani that Allah is upon, above the heavens. The meaning of fi is ala. Yani ala as-samawat. That he is above the samawat. فَإِنْ أُرِيدُ بِالسَّمَاءِ الْعُلُوُ. So if what is intended by السَّمَاءِ is الْعُلُوُ, the first interpretation, فَالْمَعْنَ ظَاهِرٌ, then the meaning is clear. يَعْنِي أَنَّهُ فِي الْعُلُوُ. Yani if the meaning, if we intend by السَّمَاء here that the meaning is الْعُلُوُ, then the meaning is clear. Means that he is فِي السَّمَاءِ, he is فِي الْعُلُوُ. He is in a high position, جَلَّ وَعَلَى. وَإِنْ أُرِيدُ بِالسَّمَاءِ السَّمَاءَ الْمَبَنِيَّ. And if we intend, yani what is intended by السَّمَاءِ are the physical, yani structured heavens, yani the physical heavens that are above the earth, فَالْمَعْنَ عَلَى السَّمَاءِ. Yani فِي السَّمَاءِ, then the meaning of it is عَلَى السَّمَاءِ عَلَى السَّمَوَاتِ لِأَنَّ فِي تَعَتِي بِمَعْنَ عَلَى. Then this is because the preposition فِي, from amongst its meanings, is the meaning of عَلَى. And this is as Allah the Most High, yani ta'ala, yani mentions from Fir'aun, لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ في جذوع النخل. يعني that I will crucify you, يعني in في جذوع النخل, يعني meaning على جذوع, يعني في جذوع النخل, يعني the meaning here in 20th surah 71st آية, يعني على جذوع النخل, يعني that, يعني not inside the trunks of the palm trees but upon them, يعني upon them, يعني instead of the meaning في here is ala. And also another example of this is the saying of Allah the Most High in Surah Tawbah, 9th Surah, 2nd Ayat, and similarly came yani, in Surah, in the 6th Surah, 11th Ayat, similar usage like this, فَسِيحُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Yani go throughout the earth, the meaning here is yani عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Yani go in the earth, yani literally you might think it means in the earth, but the meaning of it is عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Yani that a person goes throughout the earth, yani upon the earth. فَالْمَعْنَى أَنَّهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَفَوْقَهَا وَعَالٍ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. Yani so the meaning here is that Allah yani is above the heavens. He is فَوْقَهَا. He is high above everything in the existence. وَهَذَا قَوْلْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ قَاطِبَةً أَنَّهُ فِي الْعُلُوُ وَأَنَّهُ فَوْقَ الْأَرْشِ خِلَافًا لِلْمُبْتَدَعَةِ من الخوارج والمعتزلة والجهمية وغيرهم. He said, so this is the position, this is the view, قول أهل السنة والجماعة. This is the view of أهل السنة والجماعة. قاطبة يعني altogether, one and all, without any exception. This is the view of the people of سنة, the أهل السنة والجماعة, everyone, without any exception. There is no يعني exception amongst the أهل السنة concerning this. Whoever says something different is not from the أهل السنة والجماعة. He said, This opinion, yani is the opinion of all the Ahl Sunnah, that Allah is in this high position, al-ulu, highness, and that He is above the arsh. In contrary to the people of innovation, yani like the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah, and other than them of the people of deviation, yani they have a different view. Wallahu Jalla wa Ala athbata li nafsihi al-ulu wa annahu fawqa al-arsh. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed for Himself that He is high, and that He is above the throne. قال أهل البدع أنه في كل مكان. While the people of innovation said that no, Allah is in every place. And Allah affirms that He is high, that He is above the arsh, that He is يعني على السماء, على السماوات. And the أهل البدع say no, هو في كل مكان. He's in every place, He's everywhere. And strangely enough, even today you can find some books being published about Islam where they're saying, any one that I read, his question and answer, where is Allah? في كل مكان. Allah is in every place. While Allah has affirmed for Himself that He is high above, yani the throne, that He has ascended above the throne. وَهَذَا جَهَلْ بَاطِلْ كُفْرْ ضَلَالْ. Yani this saying, this view of the Ahl Bidah, it is ignorance, and it is yani false, and it is disbelief, and it is misguidance. And it is misguidance. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. We ask Allah yani to grant us protection from this kind of deviation. وَالَّذِي عَلَيْهِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وأتباعهم بإحسان أنه سبحانه موصوف بأنه فوق العرش وأنه استوى عليه يعني ارتفع عليه ارتفاعا يليق بجلاله لا يشابهه خلقه في شيء من صفاته. So that which the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah are upon, and he describes the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah as being the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who follow them in goodness and excellence, and he followed their way and believed the way they believed and worshiped the way they worship. The Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, meaning the companions of the Prophet and those who follow them, what they are upon is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described mawsoof bi-annuhu fawq al-arsh. He is described as being above the arsh. وَأَنُّهُ إِسْتِوَى عَلَيْهِ, and that he ascended above the arsh. Yani, meaning, yani ascended alayhi, meaning irtafa alayhi, that he rose up above it, irtifan yaliku bijalalihi, yani a rising that is befitting of Allah's majesty. And nothing in his creation resembles him in any of his sifat. And nothing in the creation resembles him, is similar to him, is like him, is equal to him, fi shayin min sifati, in any of his qualities or characteristics at all. وَلَمَّا سُئِلَ الْإِمَامُ مَالِكُ بْنِ أَنَسِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ إِمَامُ دَارُ الْحِجَّةِ فِي زَمَانِهِ وَأَحَدُ أَئِمَّةِ الْأَرْبَعَةِ لَمَّا سُئِلَ عَنْ هَذَا, يعني when Imam Malik ibn Anas, may Allah have mercy upon him, the Imam of the people of Medina, Dar al-Hijra, in his time, and he was one of the four Imams, when he was asked about this, yani about this istiwa, he said, al-istiwa ma'alum, wal-kayf majhul, wal-iman bihi wajib, wal-su'al anu bid'ah. That istiwa is well known, meaning it's, yani linguistic meaning of it is known. The how of it is unknown, it's only known to Allah. And believing in it is obligatory, since Allah is the one who has informed us about it. And asking about the how of it is innovation. وَهَكَذَا رُوِيَ أَن شيخه ربيع ابن أبي عبد الرحمن, and in this and similar to this has been narrated from his sheikh, the sheikh of Imam Malik, ربيع ابن أبي عبد الرحمن رحمه الله, and also from سلمة رضي الله عنها. وهكذا قال غيره كالعوزاعي والثوري وإسحاق ابن راهوي والإمام أحمد ابن حنبل وغيرهم من أئمة السلف. And similar, يعني view, some of view has been expressed by others like al-Imam al-Awza'i, الإمام الثوري سفيان الثوري, الإمام إسحاق بن راهوي, الإمام أحمد بن حنبل, and others from amongst the Imams of the Salaf. يعني all of them expressing the same view as what is يعني narrated here from الإمام مالك. Then the Shaykh, he says, فالاستواء معلوم, يعني the استواء, the ascending of Allah is known, لأن معناه العلو والارتفاع, because its meaning is highness and rising. يعني الارتفاع, being raised up high. والكيف مجهول, and the how of it, the details of Allah's ascension is unknown. لا يعلم كيفية صفاته إلا هو سبحانه وتعالى. Nobody knows the how, the details of his qualities or characteristics except himself سبحانه وتعالى. فهو استوى على الأرش بلا كيف. So he ascended above the arsh without us knowing how it is. How is his ascension? وَأَنَّهُ يَنْزِلْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا بِلَا كَيْفِ, and that he descends to the heaven that is above this world, السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, without us knowing the how of it. وَيَغْضَبْ وَيَرْضَى وَيَضْحَقْ بِلَا كَيْفِ, and he, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes angry and he is pleased and he laughs without us knowing the details of how these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they are. وَيَجِيُّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَ بِلَا كَيْفٍ, and he will come on the day of resurrection without us knowing how that coming will be. هَكَذَا عِنْدَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ, this is the way it is understood by the أهل السنة. لَا يَعْرِفُ صِفَاتِهِ إِلَّا هُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, no one knows his sifat, meaning the how of his sifat, except himself سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. فَهِيَ صِفَاتُهُ حَقٌ وَثَابِتٌ, so these sifat of Allah that have been mentioned here and before this and otherwise, these are his sifat, haqqun, yani in reality, wa thabatun, and they are affirmed. Yani these are qualities or characteristics that are real and they are affirmed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, yajibu ithbatuha lillahi ala wajh laik bihi. Therefore, it is obligatory to affirm them for Allah in a manner that is yani befitting, that is suitable for him, that is befitting of his, of him in his greatness and his glory and his majesty. لا يشابه خلقه في شيء من صفاته. And he doesn't resemble his creation in any of his sifat. He does, none of his sifat resemble anything of his creation. جل وعلا. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and that there is no resemblance to him, nothing similar to him or equal to him or like him. He said in Surah Ash-Shura, 11th ayat, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, that there is nothing like him. There is nothing like him. He negates there being any likeness to, for him, while at the same time he affirms that he is as-Sami' al-Basir, he is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. So there is negation of any resemblance or similarity or equality, and there is affirmation of what Allah has affirmed for himself. And he also said, Subhanahu, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ, and in Surah An-Nahl, 16th Surah, 74th Ayah, so don't make any similitudes or examples, al-amthal, yani don't make examples for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقول أنه مثل كذا ومثل كذا. Don't say that he is like this or he is like that, yani anything in the creation. Don't say that Allah is like them, similar to them, resembling them in any way. And he also said, هل تعلم له سميعاً, Surah Maryam, 65th ayah, do you know that he has a sami, yani that there is for Allah a sami? Here this question is, yani a question, its meaning is, there is not, yani it's negation, yani it's the rejection that there is any sami for Allah. He said the meaning here is sami, yani la sami lahu, wa la shabih lahu, wa la mathil lahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is nothing that يعني is like him or that resembles him or that is equal to him. هذا قول أهل الحق أنه في العلو, and this is the saying, this is the statement or the position, the view of the people of truth. أنه في العلو, that he is high, in a high position, in the highest position. وأنه فوق الأرش, and that he is above the arsh. وأنه استوى عليه, استواء يليق بجلاله وعظمته, and that he has ascended above the throne, an ascension that is befitting, that is suitable, that is appropriate for his majesty and his greatness. لا يشابه خلقه في استوائهم ولا في نزولهم ولا في ضحكهم ولا في غضبهم ولا في غير ذلك من الصفات. And Allah doesn't resemble his creation in their ascending or in their descending or in their laughing or in their anger or nor in anything else of the qualities or characteristics. Allah doesn't resemble anything from the qualities and characteristics of the created beings. والآيات الأخيرة كلها في المعية الخاصة. Then the Shaykh says, yani the final ayat, the last ayat that were mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, all of them are dealing with المعية الخاصة. So there are ayats that are dealing with المعية العامة, and then there are also ayats dealing with المعية الخاصة. He said, the final ayat كلها يعني في المعية الخاصة, and he's going to define what is المعية الخاصة. I'm sorry, he says that the final ayats are dealing with المعية الخاصة. There's a comma there, kind of threw me off, but it shouldn't be a comma there. It should be المعية الخاصة والعامة. So the final ayat of this chapter, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentions, are dealing with المعية خاصة and المعية عامة. So there are two types of ayats here that deal with ma'iyah. Some of them are dealing with ma'iyah khasa, and some of them are dealing with ma'iyah ama. Allah the Most High says, يعني Surah Al-Hadid, هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. يعني He, Allah, is the one who created the heavens and earth in 6 days, and then He ascended above the throne. So this ayat, as we mentioned previously, is from the ayat that mentioned both Allah's istiwa above the throne, yani pointing to His highness, and at the same time mentions His ma'iyah. But here in this ayat, the ma'iyah is ma'iyah ama. In this ayat, the ma'iyah is ma'iyah ama, where He says, yani that He knows what goes into the earth and what comes out of it, and He knows what descends from the heavens and what goes up into it. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Basir, and He is with you wherever you all may be. And Allah knows, yani He is, or sees all that you are doing. Yani the point here is this Surah Al-Hadid, 57th Surah, 4th Ayat. The point is here that these ayat that came from here are all dealing with al-ma'iyya, amma and khasa. This one is dealing with ma'iyya, amma. But it also mentions in it al-istiwa, so it's a combination showing that there's no contradiction between Allah's highness and His being with the creation. And then he says after this ayat, ya'lamu kulla shay'in jalla wa ala. And he's going to the point here that the meaning of the ma'iyya, in this ayat Allah mentions He ascended above the throne. So He's high above the throne. And then He mentions that He is with you wherever you may be. So the Shaykh is beginning here to explain that the meaning of, and why there's no contradiction, the meaning of ma'iyya here is by knowledge. يَعْلَمُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ He knows everything, جَلَّ وَعَلَى مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. وَمَا مَضَى وَمَا يَأْتِي What has passed, yani passed in time, and what is to come in the future. يَعْلَمُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ He knows everything. وَهُوَ مَا عِبَادِهِ أَيْنَ مَا كَانُوا And He is with His worshippers, wherever they may be. يَعْنِي بِعِلْمِهِ Yani His ma'iyya here means He is with them based upon or by means of His knowledge. وَهُوَ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ While He is at the same time, yani above the arsh. No contradiction. لَكِنْ مَا هُمْ بِعِلْمِهِ الْمُحِيطِ But He is, yani above the arsh, but He is with the creation by His all-encompassing knowledge. الَّذِي لَيَخْفَى وَلَا يَشُدُّ عَنْهُ شَيْئًا Yani where nothing is hidden from Him, and nothing eludes Him. Yani nothing is outside of His knowledge. Nothing is outside of His knowledge. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى As Allah mentioned, yani in Surah Al-Talaq, 65th Surah, 12th Ayat, لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا That Allah, this is so that you all may know that Allah is, yani has power over everything, and that Allah has encompassed everything by His knowledge. Allah is encompassed, yani nothing is outside of His knowledge. And here the Shaykh is, these ayahs are what? Is making us to understand that Allah's knowledge is all-encompassing, that He knows everything, everywhere and every time. Qala subhanahu, and He also said in Surah Al-Anfal, 8th Surah, 75th Ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَلِيمٌ That indeed Allah has knowledge of everything. And He said, subhanahu, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَ ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو ماءهم أينما كانوا ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة إن الله بكل شيء عليم سورة المجادلة 58th سورة 7th آيات that there will not be a secret council of three except that Allah is the fourth of them or five except that He is the sixth of them nor less than that or more than that yani in terms of the number no matter how many they are lesser number or greater number Yani Allah is with them, yani by His knowledge. Yani He is with them wherever they may be, and then He will inform them on Yawm al-Qiyamah of what they had done. Indeed, Allah, yani, has knowledge. Yani, inna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim. He has knowledge of everything. Then the Shaykh, he says here, iftataha al-ayat bil-ilm. Wa khatamaha bil-ilm. And this statement that he opened the ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began this ayat with mention of knowledge. And he closed this ayat with the mention of knowledge. As Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, mentions in his explanation of Aqidah Wasatiyah that this is the statement of Al-Imam Ahmed. That Al-Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah, is the one who said, yani mentioning this ayat, he said that Allah began this ayat by mentioning knowledge. And he closed this ayat by mentioning knowledge. لِيَعْلَمَ الْقَارِي وَالسَّامِعِ أَنَّ الْمُرَادَ الْعِلْمِ So that the reader and the listener will know that what is intended here by ma'iyya is knowledge, that Allah has knowledge of everything. وَأَنَّهُ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ While He is, yani above the arsh, جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَلَا يَخْفَ عَلَيْهِ خَافِيَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى While nothing, even secret, is hidden from Him. Here I just want to make a note, that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah quoted the ayat like this, the way it is here. And the Shaykh also, in his commentary, quotes it like this. And a person might wonder, yani where is him opening the ayat with knowledge and closing with ayat? The opening of the ayat with knowledge is the beginning of the ayat is alam tara anna allaha ya'lamu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Yani the beginning of the ayat was left out for whatever reason by Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah and the commentators as well, recorded it the way he quoted it. But yani the clarity of how he began the ayat with knowledge and ended with ayat is that the ayat begins by the mention of knowledge. Alam tara anna allaha ya'lamu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Do you not see that Allah knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth? And he ends the ayat by saying, "Inna Allaha bi kulli shayin alim." And Allah, indeed, Allah knows everything. So he began the ayat mentioning knowledge, and he ends the ayat mentioning knowledge. And this is so that it would be known that what is intended by ma'iyyah here, what is intended by ma'iyyah is knowledge, while Allah is indeed above the arsh, and there's nothing hidden from Him, not even the secret thing. What's that time? Wait. Sheikh goes on to say, وَهَكَذَا فِي الْمَعِيَّةِ الْخَاسَةِ. And this, yani the ayats that he mentioned first are the ayats of ma'iyya amma, where Allah mentions that He has knowledge of the creation in general. And he said, in the same way we understand al-ma'iyya al-khasa, that Allah special, His special yani being with the created beings, yani also part of it is knowledge. هَكَذِ فِي مَعِيَّةِ الْخَاسَةِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Yani this ayah begins, yani, and I want to mention this for a reason, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, yani when the Prophet ﷺ said to his sahib, yani his sahabi, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Don't grieve, don't fear, for indeed Allah is with us. And the reason why I wanted to mention the beginning of the ayah is يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, because Allah confirms in the Qur'an the suhba of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, while the Shiites reject yani Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But Allah in the Qur'an confirms that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to his companion, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْسِنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. So this is a Qur'an, a clear Qur'anic proof. Yani, I think that there's no other person that's mentioned in the Qur'an as a companion of the Prophet by, yani, specific. Yani, as it is specific here for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He said, don't fear, don't grieve, for Allah is with us. If Allah is with us, nobody can overcome us, and therefore there's no reason to fear. Surah At-Tawbah, 40th ayah. هذه يقوله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is what was said by the Prophet to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, while the two of them were in the cave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as another proof of Allah's ma'iyyah khasa, the special ma'iyyah that indicates Allah will help and support and assist and defend any of those righteous people, Allah says, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَى وَأَرَى. Indeed, I am with the two of you, I am hearing and I am seeing. The 20th surah, 46th ayah, and this was said to Musa and Harun alayhi as-salam, may Allah peace be upon both of them. And then Allah mentions ma'iyyah, yani the ma'iyyah khasa, but that is not for a particular person like Abu Bakr and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Musa and Harun alayhi as-salam, but general descriptions. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wasbiru inna Allah ma as-sabirin, yani be patient, for Allah is with the people of patience. So this ma'iyyah khasa, yani that Allah knows their condition and Allah will help and support and defend and protect them. This is for the general description of people who have patience. 8th surah, 46th ayat. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd surah, 249th ayat. يعني كم من فية قليلة غلبت فية كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين. How many times has a small group overcome a larger group by the permission of Allah, and Allah is with يعني the people. This is ma'iyya khasa, the ma'iyya that includes Allah will assist and defend and protect and guide these people. Allah is with the people who have patience. فهذه كلها ma'iyya khasa مع أوليائه وأهل طاعته وأنبيائه بعلمه وإحاطته ونصره وتأييده. So all of this, these ayats that just came, are the special ma'iyya of Allah. Allah being with people in a special way. And His being with His awliya, the people of iman and taqwa, and the people of ta'a, people of obedience to Him, and His prophets, being with them, بعلمه, by His knowledge, وإحاطته and his encompassing everything ونصره and his help and support وتأييده and his aid and assistance يعني that this here is indicating what Allah's special ma'iyah Allah's special ma'iyah and then the Shaykh defines the two types of ma'iyah he says الماعيه العامة تتضمن العلم والإحاطة بكل شيء وأنه لا تخفى عليه خافية وأنه it looks like it says مصرفهم but it probably it is متصرف فيهم ومدبرهم يعني that Allah subhanahu يعني the ma'iyah العامة includes knowledge and Allah encompassing everything العامة the general ma'iyah includes Allah's knowledge and encompassing everything and that nothing even secret is hidden from him and he is the one who has the complete right to do whatever he wills and he is the one who manages and controls the creation yani perhaps it is mutasarrif fihim wa mudabbiruhum yani the one who has the right to do whatever he wants with his creation and he is the one who controls and manages the affair the second type of ma'iyah al-ma'iyah al-khasa the special ma'iyah takunu bi-ziyadati ma'al-ilm yani it will be something extra along with his knowledge and encompassing everything, there's something extra here, كَكِلَاءَتِهِ لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ وَنُصْرِهِ لَهُمْ وَهِمَايَتِهِ لَهُمْ يعني that this includes, يعني the knowledge, the ma'iyya amma, the knowledge of everything, and something extra like his, يعني guarding or protecting and preserving his awliya, and his helping and supporting them and protecting them. And this is as he said, yani, on the tongue of his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his companion, while the two of them were in the cave. He said, yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying, لا تحزن إن الله معنا, don't fear, indeed Allah is with us. And Allah is saying, yani, to Musa and Harun, while they were in front of Fir'aun, and Allah protected them and guarded them from his evil, he said, إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. Indeed, I am with the two of you. I am hearing and I am seeing. And he protected them from Fir'aun. وَحَكَذَا جَمِيعُ الْعِبَادِ كُلُّهُمْ And this is how it is for all of the ibad of Allah, all of them. هُوَ مَعَهُمْ بِعِلْمِهِ الَّذِي لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ خَافِيَةً Yani he is with them based upon his knowledge. And there is nothing hidden from him. Yani his knowledge encompasses everything, even something secret. يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ He knows their secrets and their secret counsels while he is above the arsh. And his knowledge, يعني علمه محيط بكل شيء. His knowledge encompasses everything. Nothing is outside of it. He knows and he sees. دبيب النملة السوداء في ليلة الظلماء على صخرة الصماء. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and he sees the creeping, the دبيب, the crawling of a black ant in the pitch dark night on a big stone or massive rock. Allah sees the crawling of the black ant in the pitch darkness on a big stone. يَعْلَمُ كَيْفَ تَجْرِي مِيَاهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَالْبِحَارُ He knows just how the waters of the oceans and the seas, how they flow. وَمَا يَكُونُ دَاخِلْ ذَلِكَ And what is inside of them. وَمَا فِي جَمِيعِ أَرْجَاءَ الْأَرْضِ And he knows yani, everything that is in every corner of the earth. And he knows what is hidden within the inner beings of the people. Nothing is hidden from him. As he said, yani, that وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ Yani that you are not engaged in any affair and you are not reciting anything of the Quran or doing any deed except that we are witnesses of you while you are engaging in it. Yani tufiduna hina yani tashra'una fihi. Yani meaning while you are engaged in those affairs, Allah is a witness of it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions as the Shaykh is closing with the last point that indeed Allah inna Allah ala kulli shayin shaheed. Allah is a witness of everything. Surah Al-Hajj, I think it's 22nd surah, 17th ayat. وَلِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمٌ نعم is it Hajj 22? 22? نعم And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 65th surah 12th ayat This is so that you may know that Allah has power over everything, and that Allah has encompassed everything in His knowledge. And the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Anfal, 8th Surah, 75th Ayat, Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ, Allah has knowledge of everything. And the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Fatiha, 35th Surah, 11th Ayat, وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَى وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ, that there is no yani female that conceives or gives birth to a child except with his knowledge, except that Allah has knowledge of it. فَإِلْمُهُ الْعَامَ مُحِيطٌ بِالْخَلْقِ, so his general knowledge, yani his ma'iyya, yani ama, includes everything. His knowledge is of everything. So his being with the people in the general sense, yani based on his knowledge, includes everything. Muhaytun encompasses everything. Wa ilmuhu al-khasa, and his special knowledge, yani his special ma'iyya, is with his awliya, the people of iman and taqwa. فَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ أَحْوَالَ عِبَادِهِ الْخَاسِينَ وَأَحْوَالَ الْعُمَمِ, and Allah knows the conditions, situations and circumstances of his ibadihi al-khasina, yani his special worshippers, people who have a special condition with Allah, special position with Allah, wa ahwal al-umam, and he knows the conditions of all the rest of the nations, all the rest of the people. Wa ma ya'ti fi akhir al-zaman, he knows what will come in the end of time. Wa ma yakunu fi yawm al-qiyamah, what will happen on the day of resurrection. Wa ma mada fi salif al-azman, and he knows what passed, yani of the times of the past. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَا يَخْفَى عَنْهُ بَلْ هُوَ يَعْلَمُهُ وَمُحِيطٌ بِهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى يَجِبُ إِثْبَاتُهُ لَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مَا تَنْزِيهِهِ وَتَقْدِيسِهِ عَنْ مُشَابَهَةِ خَلْقِهِ فِي شَيْءٍ مِنْ صِفَاتِهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. هذا قول أهل الحق وأهل السنة والجماعة. وفق الله الجميع. So the Shaykh closes by saying, yani, that Allah has knowledge of everything, of every affair, of his special yani worshippers and the rest of the people. He knows what will come in the end of time, what will happen on Yawmul Qiyamah. Yani, everything that happened in the past time periods in history, nothing of this is hidden from him. He knows it. And he is encompassing all of it. And it is obligatory upon us to affirm this for him. Allah is complete knowledge of everything, to confirm it, to affirm it for him. مَا تَنْزِيهِهِ وَتَقْدِيسِهِ, while at the same time negating from him yani any resemblance to his creation in any of his sifat. This is the qawl, this is the statement or the view, the position of the people of truth, yani the people of sunnah wal jama'ah. May Allah grant success to al jami'ah, all the people, worshippers of Allah. Ameen ya Rabb. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any questions or any comments or any corrections, inshallah, after we dismiss, those who are able to stay, inshallah, we'll have some discussion. Bi idhnillahi ta'ala.